Welcome to the Open Mic Podcast with Chris Evans and Phil Nichols, along with Ronnie Phillips. The Open Mic Podcast is part of the Second Banana Media Podcast Network. Coming to you live from Guthrie, Oklahoma, inside the Second Banana Media Studios, here's Chris Evans.
It is the Open Mic Podcast. October 11, 2023, episode 70.
70.
Season 3. There's been plenty more, but yeah. Formally 70.
Since we've been tracking.
Yes. Yeah. How you doing, Phil? Are you cold?
Pretty good, man.
There's my music. Okay. Appreciate you checking us out here on Second Banana Media. You already know what to do, right? Hit the subscribe. Last time I did this, it went crazy. Okay, good. It's going to work this time. I can push the buttons and feel okay. But appreciate you checking out Second Banana Media on YouTube. Subscribe, like. And like we like to do this, and we're going to do another challenge. We always like to get the thumbs up. How many thumbs up is the goal tonight, you think? Oh, Sarah's watching. Everyone be on your best.
Eight would be good.
Eight.
No, I think we got 20 last show.
Yeah.
Was it this show or no. High School Huddle?
15. It was 15. Let's go for 17.
17? Yep. Sound good?
I've already liked. So.
Well, okay, so full disclosure here. We're not always transparent, but we came right now.
I thought we were.
No, transparent does not mean full disclosure, Chris.
Oh, okay.
You can be transparent, but you don't have to give full disclosure.
We can pick and choose.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here on the Second Banana Media.
Oh, in job and professional, in the corporate world, we're transparent, but we never did full disclosure.
Oh. Okay, so I don't know what that means.
You don't tell them anything. You don't tell them everything.
Oh, like the police.
I feel like I just did something wrong, though.
You should. Okay, so right now we have 10. So there's our fancy screen here. Right now, see this little thumbs up button right there.
I don't see it anywhere on my phone.
Oh, jeez, Phil.
You got to get rid of the comment.
Oh.
That's amazing.
Baby steps every day.
Every day. So Phil was just the 11th person. So what's the goal? We're already at 11.
We can get 20.
Think we can get 20?
There's a dislike button. Let's see how many we can get of those.
No.
Oh, there's a dis. Oh.
Does it switch it?
Yeah, moves it back.
Oh, yeah.
Does the dislike button give us more of the algorithm? Or does it take away from the algorithm?
Well, see, a lot of hated stuff getting real popular.
You know what, Blake?
That's a good point.
Hold on. Blake is like a social media guru, so.
What do we do, Blake?
Yeah.
Are you going to introduce Blake first?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, this is Blake Shipman. He is the John Vance Motors marketing
guru.
All the cool videos, stuff that I like to do, but I can't do. I can do them, but not as good as he does. So,
thank you.
He's a man of many hats.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking about Midwest Lift Fest here in just a second, but, Blake is like really cool. So we can talk about other stuff, besides that as well, but we will definitely talk Midwest Lift Fest here in a second. So,
cool. So
we're at 14. Also, want to say a big, big thank you to Tony Wilson. He is my buddy from Chandler. He's, you know, Phil and Ronnie's as well.
He's our friend.
He's everybody knows Tony. It's amazing. I mean, I was with Ogle, Superintendent Ogle, a few years back. Oh, yeah, Tony. Everybody knows Tony. It's amazing. He has connections all over the state of Oklahoma. Thank you for becoming a supporter. And also a big thank you to Greg Gibson with the $10 super chat. It really does help out the show. And I promise you all that goes right here to the studio. We got 3 cameras now. We got more lighting. Our next purchase I looked at today is to get us some chairs that are a little bit taller.
Yeah.
So
yeah, set up here a little bit.
So we can set up here, because I noticed some of our other female hosts are like little bitty, and so like you can't see their face. So if we can get them elevated high enough, it'll give a better look. So, but anyway. Phil, Sarah has a question for you.
Yeah.
Phil, do you need a beanie?
Head's not cold. Head never gets cold. Everything else gets cold. Head's fine.
Stevie Slater, what up, guys? Stevie, I think this might be the first time we've had you on the show. On the comments.
The Facebooks?
Yes. Hmm. Thank you, Stevie.
What was it? Was Stevie? Oh, we lost. We're up to 17. Now we're down to 15.
Oh, what, hold on. We, you know, we just got done with the high school huddle. Dallas says, sorry for the late news about Union. Oh, no. Even if doesn't Shaker matter. Doesn't play, I'm yeah, still picking matter. Union.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Brittany's here. Brittany's here.
So the show can go on?
Yep. We're ready.
Yeah, we can officially do that. She says, sorry, I'm late. Just got out of church meeting. I mean,
that's code for she just left the bar.
She is she's
serving drinks all night last night. Yeah, she probably needs to go to church.
She's an elder.
She's Brittany. Not that old.
She's 38. Yeah. The only reason I know that is because she asked me how old I was today when I was with her.
She's how old are you?
35.
How old are you?
34.
How old are you, Ronnie?
Are you 30?
No, I'm not 34.
Ronnie, how old are you?
36.
36.
Phil, you win.
I'll see. Carry the one, two, three. Yeah, I'll be dead at least 20 years before you guys die.
Dallas well, says...
The, fact. We're all going to die, Blake.
Dallas says Union's starting the freshman. Oh. Delgado, I saw something like that
I'm
earlier.
I'm sure he'll have six D1 offers by next week.
Why couldn't Dallas share that information beforehand?
Because he's a damn dirty dog.
Okay, all right.
What is that?
Tiger's not playing.
Tanya says Phil's the OG.
Tanya.
Your wife.
That's my girl. That's my girl. I am the OG, unfortunately.
Brittany says, Cello and I, true, we're the same age.
How long do you think I'll live?
This is amazing how this comes up every day.
I'm 57. How many more years do you think I got?
79.
Damn it! I need you to reevaluate that.
More importantly, is that a big banana?
Do you want to do more than 80?
Oh, I want 87.
Is that a big banana?
No.
Yeah, it's a little banana.
It's a little banana.
That's right.
It's a big banana.
That's a little tiny banana. Little banana.
That's a big
banana. Barely see it.
That's a big
banana. That's about 10, 8, 12 inches.
Yeah.
Blake, you're hired.
Easy.
Blake's hired.
Exactly. That's Blake's exactly what I was thinking.
We got four chairs from now on.
Hold on. Blake's here.
The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of any entities they represent.
Whoa, Brittany, quit calling me out.
Come back anytime you want, Blake.
Do you have anywhere to be tonight? This might be a little longer than expected.
That's all right. That's cool.
All right. Let's see here. Ronnie's commenting on Facebook. Okay. Okay. I got to get
well,
to this.
Stevie said that you said that this might be his first time ever comment. He said, well, it's nice that I've never been noticed. Well, no, our comments never work. Okay. We never see the Facebook comments typically. So that's why we never see them before.
Yeah.
That's 22 years.
Well, that's a long time from now.
I mean, I know it goes by. I mean, like, personally, I wouldn't want to go past like 80, 81,
87. I mean, if everything's good, you're still healthy, everything, you're having fun, you're out doing things you love.
Judging how the past has been, the future's probably not looking that bright. You know?
Well, we don't want to get into
I haven't
the
done
past.
Any good food eating. I've not worked out. I haven't done anything good for myself.
So, how long have you got?
I'm 35. I mean, I hope I see like 80. Yeah, I think that'd be rad.
But you told me 79.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
When you asked, Phil.
Well, Blake's competitive all of a sudden. You got to beat me by one.
I just think 80 is a good age for everybody. Jeez. I'm not saying I'm going to make it there. I'd like to.
How long do you think Chris will make it?
How old are you again?
I am 45.
I mean 80. I don't know. I'm just going to ask everyone's age and then say 80.
Wait.
You're 79.
I'm talking 79.
79, 80. 79, 80.
Shimony.
Brittany said, I knew Blake would fit in perfectly. Steve says, Phil will live forever.
Oh, I like that.
Tony says, so much for a family show. Tony, this is completely different.
Tony.
This is,
you can tell Tony's never watched a second.
Yeah,
thanks, Tony. But
we talked about folding and wadding just a few weeks ago. Yeah. Whether you're folder or water.
Have
you're
seen
folder or water.
On the TP.
On the toilet paper.
Folder or water?
You folder or water.
We don't need to go through bowel moments.
I'm a folder.
Folder.
Chris is the only water on the table.
You're a water?
I don't
water. No, you're a folder.
What we do?
When you camp or crap outside, you know how to do what with amount of TP. Like you
bury it.
You can't. If you wad it, you get less real estate coverage. Yeah, and you need to fold it. He's got to figure out traction.
Chris has never been camping, so he would need to know this.
You've been camping?
When's the last time you've been camping?
I've been to Lake Murray. I've been to Turner Falls. I've been to Lake Keystone.
Stayed in cabins.
No. We grew up at the lake, basically.
We did.
Basically a fish.
You guys lost a loved one at the lake, didn't you?
Yes.
Oh, goodness, Phil.
I just chuckled a little bit.
Bringing up Ryan straight up in the...
Yes, Phil.
Yeah,
else?
My Uncle Ryan died, drowned in latex homo, Phil. Bring it up. Why don't you?
Is that real?
Yes, it's real.
Oh, I saw him. I thought it was like a Joe Dirt scenario, like from the
he's
Grand
a jerk.
Yeah. A long time ago.
It doesn't matter. It still hurts.
Chris was like, how old were you, Chris?
I was 13.
What was your uncle's name?
Why are you laughing?
I can't stop now.
Chubba's the one that came up and told everybody.
Not only did I tell everybody,
get off of me, jerk.
Yeah. It happened on Rhonda's birthday, by the way, if you didn't know that part. What else you want to know?
That's good.
Seaball was probably at the funeral.
Seaball, guarantee Seaball was at the funeral.
Oh, that's the cool uncle.
No, this is his brother.
This is brother, Phil.
Golly.
So you're saying you're departed
the uncle's off. Shut the show off. I'm done.
Wow.
I love
him. How old were you?
Phil, let's move on, please.
How old were you?
Let's just move on. I was a little kid, Phil. If he was 13, I was 5, 6, 7, 8 years younger.
And you told everybody?
Yes, I saw it happen.
He came running up. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Oh, you saw it happen?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's not funny anymore.
No. Yeah. No, it wasn't. It was awful.
It's not funny. I mean, it's just, you know.
GF Guthrie says, Blake, how do you feel about being tased?
The G of Guthrie, I've never been tased, so that's...
Do you want to eat a one-chip challenge?
Mm. No, I can't. Okay. Big Red Gum chews my mouth up.
Big Red Gum. Big Red Gum. I'm out.
I can't do Doritos.
Just do the gummy then. It's not nearly as bad.
I'm a bad chip at Senior Lopez for being in the hospital.
You got a smartphone?
Yeah.
Oh. You want to touch tips?
It has to be an iPhone, Phil.
An iPhone?
Yeah, what do I got to do?
Well, just touch tips.
Yeah, you got to touch the tips.
Somebody's not updated.
I'm updated.
I'm definitely not updated.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Got tip.
I have one camera lens.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's not good.
And a touch.
What is this, a 6?
I have to.
This is the first iPhone 6 I've seen in years.
That's a 6S.
Got a thumb button. You guys all have the face recognition.
That's right.
Oh, he saw some thumbprint down low.
The button?
Yeah.
Home button?
Yeah, I like it. It's nice.
Yeah, we can touch the tips.
Oh, touching tips.
So what happens when you do that?
Hold on. Our tips ain't working.
Phil? Yeah.
Here, wait a second. Try this.
Yeah, let me get mine.
It always works for me, Phil.
Yeah, it does.
Touch the tips. Get up here a little bit higher. I think it's going to be higher.
Oh, my gosh. It doesn't matter if you're high or low.
Ronnie, touch
what
my
mean,
tip.
It doesn't mean if you're high or not. It means a bunch.
Well, Phil.
Phil, your phone's.
Well, no, my phone's updated.
Touch the tips.
Nothing.
What's going on? Maybe because we've done it.
There it goes.
What were you trying to do?
Airdrop.
You can airdrop your contacts.
Tips. Everything. You change information.
You can exchange information. Instead pictures.
Business cards.
Yeah, business cards. Yeah.
You can say, hey.
Are these high dollar things that I paid for that I no longer need?
Why don't you just airdrop them?
How do you do that?
You can just do that. You just
touch a chip.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you spend a lot of time on your social media?
Too much.
Oh, okay. I bet he's got more hours on than I do.
Too much.
Oh, screen time. Pull your phone out.
Okay.
What do you think?
What's that?
I bet Blake's got more time
you're
on his
average,
phone than I do.
You average 9 hours a week.
It's way down.
Let's see.
Screen time.
What'd you have last week?
Ooh. Well, hold on 1 second.
Oh, yeah. His six has got to catch up.
Look at there.
Wow, okay. Phil.
Well, you just tell me. What
you were down 21%.
Dave's working me like a pack meal.
Yeah, Phil, you crush him. Yeah, you're not even close to him.
But to my defense, I'm not a scroller. I'm a poster. I just post and then disappear.
Oh, you don't look at other people's business?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You don't
what
look
does
at
mean?
You don't look at Phil's dog pictures.
My girlfriend, she's a scroller and I'm a poster.
Phil's a scroller. He's a scroller.
We're still talking about phones.
My dad's a scroller. Yeah. Like my dad will just scroll and
I'm a scroller. No, I'm definitely a scroller.
Yeah.
I'm like I'm kind of a pro.
Phil actually clicks profiles and like will go through their profile and stuff.
Oh, he'll go through every picture you have.
No, I don't. Maybe some, but I mean, not all of them.
Okay, I got to get this in here because Tony asked during the high school huddle, really wasn't appropriate for the high school huddle. It's probably not appropriate here either. You know what? I don't know if I want to do it.
Moving on.
But Tony says he's going to, Tony has a snow cone business and he has the pizza. You can see him at state tournaments. He says, I'm going to start I saw this the other day, hot pizza challenge with ghost pepper flakes. I need someone to try.
What's ghost pepper?
It's hot. It's like really, really hot.
It's like the hottest pepper there is.
If you get one ghost pepper.
I don't think it's as hot as Carolina Reaper, but it's up there. It's probably top three. Ghost pepper.
Have I eaten hotter?
Yeah, you had that gummy.
Oh, that dummy about killed me, Blake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Legitimately.
9 million skulls.
It was a terrible idea.
Yeah.
I like that show Hot Ones, but I'm not going to.
I've made a lot of bad decisions in my life. That gummy was right at the top.
And then your stomach and everything.
Oh, dude. I thought I was dying.
Yeah.
He was naked in this bathroom. I literally went
down the hall in our office.
Yeah.
Took off my clothes.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I was dying.
And I went to go check on him because he'd been in there for a while. And I walked in there. I didn't walk in there. I knocked on the door. I said, Phil, he goes, get out of here.
I wanted to die alone with my boots on.
The last time I had anything hot, I was like a little kid. And I learned really quickly that, like, I'm just not built for
it. Oh, you got to get your stamina built up, though. Well, mine's gotten better over the last 2 years.
Like, have you had hot stuff? I don't know. Like, you don't chew with your lips, obviously. But this stuff was so hot that my lips and my mouth around were just
That's
red as your shirt. Yeah, yeah. Hot.
That's what Phil said. What about your ears? See, when you eat something really hot, your ears start to ring and turn red. When you get to that point, that's when you eat something really hot.
Boy. I will not.
Tony upgraded. It's Reaper, not Ghost.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Carolina. Ooh, that's the Carolina Reek. I'm out.
Tony trying to hurt somebody.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Blake, if you want to hang out, we can hang out. But
let's hang out.
Let's get a little serious here real quick. Come on, Chris, ask the inappropriate question. No, I'm sure he's a nice guy. We talked about him in between shows.
Who's he wanting to ask?
Guys, I'm trying to work.
Oh, boy.
Okay. So, Phil knows who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You got 10 seconds.
What do you want me to say? No, what's the question? I don't understand. Ask me what I think of him. Is that what he wants?
Yeah.
I think he's a jerk.
9, 10. Okay, got it in. All right.
Jerk.
You got 10 seconds. All right. So Blake is here to hang out with us tonight, but also his main reason to be here tonight is to talk about the Midwest Lift Fest here in Guthrie. And it's really, we're going to talk about a lot of people from Guthrie show up, but people across the state show up to this event here. And it's a great cause. And as I pull it up here, just tell us what is Midwest Lift Fest? Because it does have a name change this year.
It does. So for 4 years in a row, it's been Midwest Jeep Fest. And we finally decided to recognize that there are way more vehicles out in the trails than just Jeeps. So for instance, you got your Broncos, your two-door Toyota rides,
trucks,
SUVs, galore, all kinds of things. Trucks are 4x4. People lift them, and they do wild stuff, shop builds left and right. So we're trying to cater and open it up to a wider group of people that enjoy this kind of thing on their recreational time.
There's a town I grew up in Kansas, tons of those folks, my brother-in-law being one of them, has this, built an old, and I think his is an old Toyota.
Yeah.
And they come down to Oklahoma over on the east side, and I'm not into this, so I don't know. There's a certain place over there that's real popular where they go to do.
There's Crossbar Ranch. There's Disney up north, east.
I think it was Disney.
Disney's really popular.
Yeah, and groups of them. In my little town, it's got like 2,800 people in it.
Yeah.
There'll be like 40 of them go up there together.
Yep.
I mean, it's just crazy.
So, and this is the fifth year?
This is the fifth year that we've done an event, but this is like the first year that this much effort has gone into it. We usually do it every year, but we spaced out our last event from the hot summer of May to the nice fall of October here in Guthrie. We're presented by Kicker Performance Audio and John Vance Auto Group, and it's all for Make-A-Wish, Oklahoma.
And I think Brittany said the high is like 67 degrees.
Yeah, with 5 miles an hour wind, all sun. It's going to be very nice. You can donate right now via Cash App and Venmo. All the information you need to find out about is on MidwestLiftFest.com, or just pick a platform on social media and search Midwest Lift Fest.
Okay, so we've got a lot of information, and people are like, okay, so what do you do there? So it's at John Vance Motors.
That's right. We've got a giant track behind it that goes about 4 or 5 acres, roughly. We've got dirt hills, obstacles, very manicured. Looks like something the Smithsonian should post up in the parking lot.
Big thank you to Dirtworks.
It's great. Thanks to Dirtworks of Oklahoma. Dan Molinex has been out there for months at a time. There's an RC course for 24th, 18th, and 10th scale rock crawlers. That's a whole different conversation we can get to. And then there's the electric bikes for the kiddos. And then the inflatable carnival, as well as food trucks. And then my favorite part of all of this, regardless of what you think of me and RCs, is the raffles. We have a lot of really cool raffles going on, from off-road parts for Jeeps and Broncos. We got over a dozen of RC trucks from FMS Hobby. locals, Vance Upfitters donating a $550 spray and bed liner. It's going to be a big day from noon
Vance
to five.
Vance just did a spread liner, bed liner for me a couple weeks ago.
Really?
Yep.
How's it going?
Oh, it's beautiful. I mean, of course, I buy all my vehicles at John's. And
good.
Because Chris pointed out today, I buy a lot of them.
Yeah, we're in the process of buying one out there right now. Nice. So
no, yeah, heard
I
about
need
that
a new
one.
But big supporters. Here's some of the video that Blake shot.
Ooh, that's cool.
And there's a bunch of stuff that we can talk about here. This is gonna be Saturday noon to five behind John Vance Motors. They got three buildings out there. This is gonna be behind the GMC Dodge Chrysler building.
Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
I knew I was gonna say that backwards.
Worries.
Yeah, dadgone it. I tried really hard on two.
But
it's for a Make-A-Wish, and we're going to talk about that here in a second. But here's look at that.
From Pillar Designs, we're going to have, like I said, the raffles. So there's a lot of kids' stuff that you can win for cheap. 1 for $10, 5 for $40. We're going to have the kids' e-bikes, the RC Mountain, which we're going to have demo units for people to try out. I would encourage everyone to bring one if you have one, because you will be very upset with yourself if you don't.
Really?
Yeah. It's very cool. They're working on it right now.
It's awesome.
Yeah,
we're going to have rides for people. So I want to talk about pricing. It's $25 to enter per vehicle. So if you've got a family of four or five, you just $25 per ride. That gets you one free raffle entry as well as a pass around our track. And like I said, if you do not have a vehicle equipped for that sort of recreational activity, like off-road riding, we are going to have Fords and Broncos for tour rides around the course from John Vance Auto Group.
That's cool.
You can't drive them, but you can ride in there with us.
No, oh, that's good, though.
There's the e-bike.
Yeah, there's the Mid-America Rep Services
what
activation.
What are those called?
Those are Jeep Gladiators. E-bikes? Or
no, the one right before it was, it looked like a, what are those, dadgummit. They go really fast, but they look like a souped-up dune buggy is what I'd call a dune buggy.
Oh, let's see.
It's coming up right here in a few minutes.
Seconds,
excuse me. Getting closer. No, is it a Razor? Am I thinking of a Razor, maybe?
No, I mean, I know what you're saying, but we didn't have any here, which we don't mind if people drive the Razors out. We just got to keep them off the track. I know people get a little crazy.
Right there.
Okay, so that's the Brown family. That was Gunner Brown. Him, he's 5 years old, and he competes on a national level in a series called We Rock Live. Huh. And so him and his brother are both under the age of 10. Obviously, and they compete nationwide doing that, and they're going to bring them out and demonstrate and give.
And what are they called, though? What are those vehicles?
They're called Rock Bouncers.
Rock Bouncers,
yeah.
Okay.
And their dad built those custom for the kids to compete in.
Looks pretty cool to
me. It's pretty sweet.
If you guys have any comments or questions for Blake, this would be a good time to get those in. And because Brittany says it's a Chamber of Commerce weather that she has ordered for that.
Now he's taking credit for the weather.
Well, yeah.
Go figure.
She takes credit for this
everything.
Year.
Literally everything.
We've been in a heat alert for the last 3 years, right?
Yeah.
Brittany, Brittany? So she's probably not taking credit for that one.
Oh, okay. Just this.
Just this one.
Okay.
So, Sheriff says Razor.
Yeah, Razor.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. Brittany said, look at that sweet silver Gladiator. Will Brittany be able to drive this year, Blake?
I don't know. You have to talk to Corey. I don't know.
The mayor of Cedar Valley. Mm-hmm. She wants to drive.
Corey's the boss, isn't she? I mean, Brittany, she's the boss, right?
It's 8 o'clock, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. GF Guthrie says, seems like a great event for a great cause. And we're going to get to the cause here in just a second. You mentioned a price, but you can still go down there and observe and take part in, like, food and all that stuff.
So it's $25 to get in, but it's $25. A $25 donation.
Correct.
So it goes right to Make-A-Wish from the moment you enter.
That's what I was going to say. All proceeds, every all dollar taken goes to Make-A-Wish.
That's right.
So even if you're not getting on the track, it's $25 to get in.
For a good cause. Yeah.
Right.
A
great cause.
That's, and like I said, the
good enough to go.
The track is the only thing that you need to buy to do unlimited all day a sticker. It's a sticker for $20 and gets you unlimited passage through the course. There is a $5 wristband for the kids' gaming centers. So that's the carnival, the e-bikes, the RC Mountain, all that stuff. We're just trying to raise as much money as we can for Make-A-Wish Oklahoma families.
And every year you guys pick a different charity to go
through.
Right. I think the very first year, I remember going out there like it was yesterday. It's kind of crazy. God's Food Bank, yeah. I think, was the first year, and there's been some other ones. But this year, Make-A-Wish. Just talk about how bad. There's a committee. There is a committee that has been working since.
Yeah,
what,
I can't take credit for all of this. There's a good sized committee that consists of the Guthrie Tourism, Brittany at the Chamber. Up until recently, we've had Tim's Body Works a massive part of our efforts, and they're doing their awesome car shows, and it just takes focus off of what they're trying to do. So we understand and appreciate that. And we've got Dan Mullinex with Dirtworks of Oklahoma, Megan Vance, obviously, and we've got a really good group of people. The Guthrie News Leader, Jennifer, our upfitter shop, Doug, and me. And so we try to come together monthly and put together the best plan for the best event.
That's awesome.
And it's really cool. We talked about this in an earlier podcast a couple weeks ago, but the Make-A-Wish, to always see those kids get to, whether it's Meet the Thunder Player or go to Disney World.
Or meet John Cena.
Or meet John Cena. Yeah, there's some great deals. But
he's like the number one celebrity they
pick. Yeah, John Cena, really. Yep, yeah. He's number one overall Make-A-Wish person, mm-hmm. which, by the way, the WWE crew will be in Tulsa Friday and Raw is on Monday, so WWE people actually be here in town this week. Mm.
Is there a goal?
A goal?
Yeah,
five wishes. It costs about $7,500 on average to grant a wish, whether it's Disney World, meet John Cena. Just the average is $7,500 throughout the nation, and we would like to raise five wishes on Saturday, October
14th. So that covers stuff. That covers transportation, lodging, yep. meals, yep. everything. Yep. Yep.
And it's Oklahoma kids, correct?
Oklahoma families, Oklahoma yep. children, yep.
It's very cool. Time. The sheriff says I could give rides as well.
Well, I don't know if his cop car is going to make it over some of our obstacles.
No.
We were going down the Vision, and I think he was doing about 70 as I was doing 35, the speed limit. But,
he is a big old truck.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, no, yeah. He can definitely.
Tell him to
yeah.
bring it out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That'd be awesome. We'd love to have a designated sheriff as a ride giver for the tours.
Yeah.
That'd be
great. It's elevated.
Yeah, it's okay. definitely elevated. Yeah.
He carries a ladder with him.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Great. Tell him to come on.
He'll also let you borrow his badge and gun if you ask him.
That'd be really neat.
No?
The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of any entities they represent.
Took a shot, Ronnie.
Brittany says Corey will give rides in his Jeep. Come out, even if you don't have a lifted vehicle.
Yep, we want everybody to get out and support. This is a great cause, tremendous cause. Yeah, perfect weather.
It's going to be great. It's almost the exact opposite of how it was last year. So it was in the May. It was 98. I looked, felt like 108. Mm. It was so hot.
It's miserable.
Brutal. It's going to be great. I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So talk about the e-bikes. Little kids.
They are called Stasic e-bikes. We're actually raffling off a 16-inch electric bicycle that
on this?
Retails at about $1,100. It's for kids.
Phil's the biggest kid of them all.
Trust us.
Their acronym is MARS, but they're called Mid-America Rep Services. And they said last year, throughout all the different setups they do for different events for kids to do this exact thing, that ours was the most popular.
That's awesome. Mm. That's awesome.
The other thing I want you to talk about is the RC, and this is something near and dear to your heart.
For sure.
We had the Chris Evans podcast a while back, and he had the coolest one, but with the green screen, it was a battle.
I have this thing for fluorescent colors, and so with just this chroma green, it didn't work out well. But so I brought along an RC with me. This is our main RC sponsor, FMS Hobby, and this is an FCX 18 Toyota Land Cruiser LC80. It's fully scaled.
Sound like one of your
lot of letters.
Phil.
Yeah. Where do you load it?
So, here, I want you guys to try it out. This is awesome. So
first.
You have to try out the remote. Whoever gets the remote.
I'm dying first. Right. I get to go first.
Yeah, he's not.
We got to set up obstacle courses for him.
I got less time.
This thing is crazy looking. This isn't your normal controller here.
This is how you turn it on. There's a little switch under here. It's a little battery.
Look at that. It lit up, Chris.
All right, so let's scoot this and let's make him an obstacle course. Just tight right there. Perfect. All right, so put your hands out or, you know, make some boulders. And
What about this huge banana?
Get that big banana down the ground.
Huge. Thing's massive. Oh, hey, wrong way.
Yeah, crawl over. I think this is going to scoot the banana.
Hey, what's the banana?
There you go. We'll go backwards?
Yeah.
So go backwards over my hand. Other way, Ronnie. Oh, that's pretty cool.
This thing is gnarly.
That is really okay. That's different than the remote control cars I had when I was a kid.
Well, yeah, they were on a cord.
Well, I mean, I wasn't going to say that. Look at that.
Hold on 1 second. flip that switch and put it into high gear.
This one?
That one.
That's
forward.
Not high gear.
This one?
Forward, yeah.
This thing's going to fly right off
back
the
up
table.
A little.
Right. Sorry, I got excited, Phil.
Computer screen is taking take it out.
His trigger.
Oh! That's hot. Oh. Hey, Ronnie's out of control.
Pretty sick, huh? All
right, that's
switch
awesome.
It back to low. Down backwards all the way. There you go. Now that's in low gear. So now you got go forward a hair, but don't let this drop off. Then smack a little.
Oh, hold on.
Come on,
now.
Do it. Do it. Come on. Quit being this way, Ronnie.
Quit being what way?
Here it comes.
There you go.
Phil, try this.
Oh, you know,
here we go.
Come on, try it out.
How do I go forward on this? How do I go forward?
Give him the plug at least. Yeah, let's do it.
Come on, Phil, get it.
Back up a hair.
Oh, no, no, no. You're gonna, no. You're going to break that.
How do I back up?
It's got
a. Oh, good lord. Chris, you. Well, it's a hair. Oh, that thing's a hair trigger.
Oh, get up there.
Put it in low gear.
Push that one thing forward. It goes really fast then.
Forward or backwards?
No, just the switch backwards. All right, let me put it down for you. So it's an 18 scale RC. You got to climb stuff that's 18 scale crawler. Okay.
That thing's got a little power though.
Doesn't it?
That thing is awesome.
Let's see if you can go up a long way.
Don't hit that big banana.
Let's put the banana down here. And we'll put this up here.
Jump it, Phil. Jump it.
Phil. Point it that way.
Chris will catch it.
Put it that way.
You want to drive it off the table?
Well, I want to see how far it'll go.
Well, a kid's got to get this. He's going to win this.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the prize?
Yeah.
A fender bender.
This is a raffle item.
Well, let's see if it's going to be worth winning or not.
I need more running than that, guys.
Why are we aiming it at me? Okay. It just broke.
Try it out, Chris.
Phil just broke it.
No, I didn't.
Is that a
screw? This part came off. What is this?
Oh, that's part of the mirror.
Oh, you broke the mirror, Phil.
Fix it real quick.
You son of a gun, you.
It's like I'm buying a vehicle for somebody. Well,
first donation, Phil. Congratulations.
Oh, boy. These aren't built.
Ah, they just look
tough.
It.
Well, it's a little plastic guy.
That's where I do want to point this
it's
out.
It's back to normal.
Damon
for
said
anyone
he bought his truck at John Vance.
I bought my truck at John Vance.
Try it out, Chris.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
I don't have a truck.
Let's make
Chris isn't used. Chris isn't used to four wheel drive. So
yeah.
What?
Let's do hand obstacles for him. Make it a little more realistic.
What are we doing?
All right, put hands. You guys are like dealing with children. Put it in low gear. There we go. Well, you got to kind of give it. Yeah.
Well, I was trying to hurt Phil.
I know. Okay, that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is fun.
So the idea is to set up a whole course, which is already done, and kids and adults can come out and check these out all
day
long.
That's pretty good.
That is cool.
To back up, it's to pull the trigger forward.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Go as hard as you can. Other way. Oh, boy.
I'm not going to break it.
And then turn like that.
It's got power, though.
Yeah.
So how much one? What's the value of one of these?
They're about $160 retail. But that's the units that these are actually the smallest that we're doing that we're going to raffle off. The 10 scalers are about this big and they're way more capable.
Yeah, that big one you had the other day.
But. They're very addictive. It's fun for kids and adults alike.
Look at the complicity of that.
No,
That's not normal.
No.
Yeah.
Like Blake so wonderfully pointed out, when we had these kind of vehicles when I was a kid, they had a cord attached to them.
Yeah.
They still...
And it went through batteries about every 3 minutes.
They got a lot more sophisticated recently in the past 15, 20 years, and they're all LiPo, brushless, really fast. Here's a mirror.
Jeez, Phil.
Get that fixed.
They'll never notice.
Okay, so here's the layout for Saturday at John Vance Motors from 12 to 5.
That's
so
right.
If you see my cursor up here, that is Division Street. There's the Ford building, GMC, and Jeep. All the fun stuff is back here, right, Blake?
That's right. That's our main course. And then below that is going to be our exit. But just above that red arrow is our 4 to 5 acre piece of property that is completely revamped thanks to Dirtworks of Oklahoma for a great fun-filled Saturday, October 14th, right here in Guthrie. So the obstacle course is seriously so legit.
Okay, so you go in the main entrances, is that what I'm saying up there?
That's right.
So general parking up
just
there?
Just as though you were there to buy a vehicle, you go on past our Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram building, and behind it is the entrance to our event. You cannot miss it. There's going to be some really cool stuff parked out front to catch your attention.
No, I'm sure. I know this isn't the reason y'all are doing this, but if somebody does want to go look at a car, there'll be plenty of people there that can help.
We won't stop you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Music, food.
Yeah, that's right. DJ, music. We got Bigsy's Barbecue, Rockin' Blue Jays, Rock and Rollin' Grill. We've got Vic's Cotton Candy. We've got a lemonade stand. There's three more food trucks, and Brittany has been so great at that I cannot remember what they are, but
she'll comment.
If she could comment, we will know. And then, like I said, this is going to be a very fun day for people to enjoy the off-road life without having to go too far.
It's awesome.
Very cool. Whatever question you have for Brittany, I bet she's about to answer it here in just a few seconds. So,
real quick, I was going to say we're going to have some really cool shirts and hats and merch for a donation too. So.
Oh, awesome.
That's very cool.
It's going to be a good family day.
John Vance Motors, noon to 5.
That's right.
What day?
Saturday.
Saturday.
This Saturday.
Yep.
Plenty of time. You can get out. Once you're done spending your noon to 5 there, you can go out to Bluegrass. There's a lot of other things going on.
That's right.
Sooners are off this Saturday.
That's
right. No excuses for the OU fans, right?
But we got Sooner colored hats as well as crimson.
Yeah, you got some nice hats, by the way.
Thank you.
I saw them the other
orange
day.
Hats?
Oklahoma Customs does our merch. Yeah, we got orange and
Cali County.
What's OU color? I don't watch hockey.
What crimson and cream.
Don't watch hockey.
He's invited back anytime. He had me at 12 inches.
Very, very cool. That is, again, this Saturday, Midwest Jeep Fit. Oh, that's what I'm pushing that button. Okay.
There's your comment, Chris.
Oh, she got it. Yep. Isn't it popped up here yet? I didn't hear your question. I was working on some other stuff, so it'll pop up
here.
What
vendors are going to be there?
Oh. Let's see here.
Bigsy's plus 254, which is an African style food truck. Sam's Cheesing It Up, Blue Jay's Rock and Rollin' Grill, Vic's Cotton Candy, and Tom Tom's Snow Shack.
Oh.
I'm sure there's one more that I'm missing, but yeah, there's definitely more I'm missing. Yeah.
Could be Chubbo's barbecue.
Maybe.
I think we only have one barbecue. It's Bigsy's.
Mm-hmm. We had Bigsby's the other day at some event.
And yeah,
it was really good. Where were we? Like you're gonna remember.
Yeah.
The crazy days?
No, I think we were doing baseball.
Oh.
I think it was crazy days, wasn't it?
Well, so crazy days was on Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, but we didn't.
At the football game a couple weeks ago.
Oh, in front of the stadium.
Kale had some, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was.
That's what it was.
Yeah,
yes.
That's what it was. Yeah.
That's what it was.
So very, very, very cool. So okay, so anything else happening this week? Let's see here. Guthrie's playing Thursday.
Yeah.
So we got football Thursday.
Tomorrow,
yeah.
Thursday game, sneak up on you.
Lady J softball's tomorrow.
Oh, Brittany's not done.
Oh, she's not done.
Oh, 10:15, line up on in front of Fogarty. They're on Wentz Street. Oh. You can tell the high school softball team good luck
tomorrow
on their way
morning.
To on their way to state. So 10:15 out on Wentz. You'll see the crowd there. Go stop by and wish those girls good luck.
Yeah, absolutely. Britt said there's all kinds of other vendors there as well. So
yeah, permanent jewelry. There's so much more.
Well, she said there's several vendors, shirts, permanent jewelry, a few local nonprofits, off-roading products and more, and Red River Roofing will have a booth, she said.
Great.
So that's good.
Great. I know the Army will be there.
Army?
Yep.
It's not too late, Chris.
I think it is too late.
I'll have to see what Ryan Walters has to say if I qualify to be in the Army.
I'll quit hating on the superintendent, all right?
He's
trying to lead the war for the Israelis. He's trying to win the war for them.
Everybody's allowed to have an opinion.
And press release.
Yeah. Everybody's Twitter's a press release now these days.
Yeah,
anyway.
Press releases don't mean as much as they used
to. No more. Nope.
I really don't think they did.
No, I agree with you.
Yeah.
It's a lot
of almost got a letterhead. What, well, like what, Phil?
Well, I just think when people go to want to see news or whatever, they go to their favorite social media.
Yeah.
I don't think they read the papers like they used to. Or they do online stuff. But
Larry says Bluegrass Festival, I heard Phil's going to be playing the banjo this year.
Five string. Is that a thing?
Five fingers.
Yeah. I got hands built for not banjo playing.
Summer of 69. What was that at the beginning of the song? It was...
dun, dun, dun.
No, the words, Phil.
Oh. I got my first real six string at the Five and Dime.
Yeah, that's it. I had
I know.
No, I was telling Ron. Ron was looking at me very.
Is it like a Tom T. Hall guy? I mean,
he's not that good.
Tom T. Hall.
Tom T. Hall is a musical genius.
Oh my gosh! Worst thing I ever heard in my life.
That's not true.
Tom T. Hall.
Nope. Oh, I guess we'll take a pause in the show for Chris. Here,
try to carry it for a minute.
Oh, carry the show?
Yeah.
So back to the folding or the, what was the other thing?
Wadding.
Yeah. Did you ever wad in your life? Like when you were younger?
No.
When you were younger,
gosh,
you didn't wad
no,
a couple times?
No.
Come on.
Never.
Right. Did you ever wad?
Probably when I was younger. Yeah. And I didn't know anything.
You
got to
grow into folding.
Yeah. No.
You have to be, I think I had to be taught.
Yeah.
I think someone taught
wadding,
me.
Wadding is not good.
I don't know. I don't think you teach. I didn't teach my kids. I walked
Wait
in
a second. You didn't teach your kids how to.
Oh, sure. Sarah did, but I didn't. But I watched Cannon walk. I walked in on Cannon one time, and he had his long string, and he was just folding on up.
Oh, Larry Busby loves him some Tom T. Hall.
Oh, he's a smart man. Go figure. Oh, my goodness. Smart Tom man. T. Hall.
Well, us Kansans, we have standards when it comes
Larry's
to
from Kansas?
Well, I would assume he came here from Liberal. Liberal Kansas.
Oh, is it on the? I went away from.
No, he didn't say that.
Seward County, up in Liberal Kansas.
Liberal Kansas.
Seward County.
Yeah. Where did you grow up, Blake?
Here in Oklahoma City.
In Oklahoma City area.
What high school?
PC North.
PC North. What year? When were you there?
2007. I graduated.
You did?
Our football team was better.
Well, we're 1-4. People that graduated sitting up here now. That's good.
I never played football or anything.
Ronnie, did you play football?
Junior high.
Nothing.
You mean just sit behind DeMarco Jones my entire career? Is that what you want me to do?
So you weren't a team guy?
No.
Okay.
I was a baseball player.
Oklahoma ranks top 10 states with bullying problems.
Bullying?
Go figure. Chris.
Oklahoma bullying? Not enough.
Define bullying.
Chris, is that Phil's the biggest bully of all.
Define bullying.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, seriously, what's bullying?
I played with Pokemon toys and Dragon Ball Z stuff till I was in eighth grade, and that was 2 years too long. Someone should have bullied me into doing it.
Right, because that what bullying also can do.
And also, I blame my personality on the bullying that I endured in school.
You played Pokemon?
Yeah.
Was Chris a bully?
I just like the action figures for some reason.
Was Chris a bully?
Was Chris a bully?
Yeah.
No.
Was he mean to certain people?
Just disabled people.
No, whatever. That's so Phil.
Do not put that on me.
He's just seen the way he treated Rhonda.
Oh.
He was mean to her.
Was he?
Yes. He put her in the breathtaker.
She wanted.
Wait a second.
Raw is coming to Tulsa Monday night.
Really?
Monday night Raw.
Really? I don't remember, but I probably could have.
Yeah.
Why would he do that?
We're all playing together.
You give some context. You got the picture of the. The evening drive, you could show Blake.
Oh, not the evening drive.
So overall.
This is her sister.
Overall rank for Oklahoma is ninth. Oklahoma ranks 17th percentage of high school students bullied on school property, 26th percentage of high school students bullied online, 7th overall percentage of high school students involved in physical fight at school, 25th, Oklahoma ranks 25th percentage of high school students who attempted suicide, 26th. Yeah, terrible. Cost of truancy for schools due to bullying, 21st student to counselor ratio, 9th state anti-bullying laws and policies, 2nd state anti-cyberbullying laws requiring by school policies.
Well, I want to be really clear about this. None of us are set. I know we're light about a lot of things up here, but bullying's not one of them. I mean, that's
especially the online.
No, it's just a horrible deal.
The online deal. So
I think one reason I was asking what defined bullying is. What we called being messed with a little bit when I was growing up, I think kids would get arrested for today.
For sure.
I mean, it was just a whole different time. And I'm not saying that that was right and they're wrong today. I think we got to protect all of our kids. But I also think, I'm going to get in trouble. I also think that we have thrown everything in the kitchen sink into the category of, so if somebody's just being teased a little bit,
bullying.
That's bullying now.
My nickname I used to work at a motorcycle shop on.
This could be good or bad.
My nickname for like the first couple of months was Fat was Fat F, you know.
Oh,
yeah. Really? That's terrible.
But like then they became
Fat Freddy?
Yeah.
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 Thanks,
and
Freddy.
They ended up being some of my best friends, like lifelong friends that I still have today because I didn't submit to the you know, to the hazing. You have to rise to the occasion to some degree, I think. And a lot of people are told just, don't get me started, but this turn in the other cheek thing all the time only creates anxiety and a less amount of self-worth for people.
Back in front of who, I agree.
Who you know how many times I would have been I'm not bad now, but I probably have a few anger issues due to the fact that some teacher somewhere told me to leave the bully who was 7 foot tall alone instead of, you know, this, turn the other cheek, go away. I'm like,
no, my dad said if somebody bullies you, if you see somebody bullying somebody, kick their butt.
The other problem is, that's the other problem, you never see it because it is all online. And that stuff cuts almost deeper because it's everything to them.
And
it really is.
And it's so huge. And everybody, I mean, it's just so bad.
You think it's huge because it's a billboard and it's supposed to look like, oh my gosh, millions of people saw it when really only 12. But they're your peers, and that's what cuts
it. And when you're, I think junior high age is the toughest age for any child to go through.
For sure.
And you're kind of redefining who you are. You're kind of figuring out who your friends are going to be. I mean, it's a critical.
Yeah, going through puberty.
it's a tough deal, and you know. I think we've got to watch things because bullying has taken on so many different faces. But I think we also got to realize that there is a degree of we can make landings too soft in all categories. I mean, I'm not suggesting bullying. What I'm saying is kids also have to learn how to exist in life with people.
Well, my son, he had a bullying experience, and he came up to me and was upset, you know, because he wants to be friends with everybody, right? And I said, son, here's what you do. Next time the kid says something to you that you don't like, you say, look, this is the last time you're going to say that to me, okay? And next time you're not going to like it. And I said, after you do that, you go to the teacher, and you said, look, so-and-so said this, just so you know, if he does this again, it's going to be bad for him.
Yep.
My kids will not be bullied, and if they see anybody bullying somebody, they will stand up for that kid.
100%.
So my kid's not going to be a victim, and he's not going to let somebody else be a victim.
I've always, you guys have heard me say this, I always told our boys, you know, somebody said, well, your boys got scraps. I said, yeah, I'd rather them scrap in the fourth grade than when they're 18 and 19. If you show people you're willing to scrap, people ain't going to want to scrap you as much.
Yeah.
And that's just a fact of life. Bullies pick on people that they think they're going to get away with.
Yeah.
Bottom line. So.
All right, that was our serious part. We can move on from that now.
Can I have more fun?
I have entertainment trivia questions.
What kind of entertainment?
Well, like a bunch of them.
Like everything?
Like adults?
No, stars? Not adults.
Oh, okay. No. So how's been terrible at that one?
Yeah. Like, if you need to get out of here, we'll probably go.
You need to leave?
8:45, 9 o'clock.
I got a buddy waiting downstairs.
All right.
We'll say.
Blake, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate it, brother.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. Good luck with
thank you, Chris.
With the Lyft Fest this weekend.
Hope to see you guys out
there. I will be there. All right. I will be there.
All right. Thank you, fellas.
Thank you, Blake.
Thank you, Blake.
Sweet RC, man.
Thank you. FMS.
Just invoice Phil for that mirror.
Yeah. Checks in the bell.
See you, guys.
See you, brother.
Thanks again.
Big banana.
You want to move that one?
Yep.
Taking yellow away.
Yellow away.
All right, that's Midwest Lyft Fest, Saturday, noon to 5. It all helps 100% make a wish.
That makes it better because that's Oklahoma kids, too.
100%.
No doubt. Okay. What name is singer-actor Stefani?
Gwen Stefani?
Germanotta, better known by.
You can't even pronounce
Stephanie.
The name.
Stephanie Germanotta.
What's going on here?
Actor or singer? What'd you say?
Singer. Singer actor.
Stephanie.
Yeah, Stephanie.
Oh, that's she dressed in a meat suit once.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Correct, Ronnie.
Thank you.
I had it right.
He said Lady Gaga.
That's cap.
No, he got it right.
I literally said it before you, Phil.
That's right.
Everybody listening knew that I was getting there because I said meat suit. I knew it was Lady Gaga. Give me one, too, Chris.
Well, Phil, I got there.
Give me one, too, Chris.
Nope.
That's cap.
All right. Phil?
No, that's wrong.
Zero.
That is so wrong.
Ronnie?
You know what? I'm so sick and tired of this.
Phil's leaving. Phil's out.
I'm about ready to storm out of this place.
All right, Phil. What 1927 film effectively ended the silent movie era by introducing synchronized talking and singing?
Oh, can I answer it?
Yeah,
absolutely. Wizard of Oz.
Synchronized, 1927. I have no idea.
We were looking for the jazz singer.
Oh, God.
Jazz singer.
I should have known that. I was a junior.
Brittany says Phil got it.
I did get it. Thank you.
No, she literally did.
I heard Lady Gaga. Absolutely got it.
Who said Lady Gaga first?
Phil, first of all, Brittany's not in charge here, all right?
Oh, Chris is. Yeah, she is.
Maybe to you.
Just when she agrees with me.
Before embarking on a solo career.
Solo career.
Justin Timberlake.
Beyonce. Oh.
Destiny Child.
What R&B group was she a part of?
Destiny Child.
I know. I was finishing up the question for the other folks. All right. What actor played Alex Keaton on the 80s TV show
Michael Family J. Fox. I'm in my wheelhouse right now.
The Rockettes.
Right up your, we'll
the Rockettes.
Dance troupe most famously performed at what New York City venue?
Madison Square Garden.
NBC Radio Hall.
Is he cheating? How did you know that?
Because that's the only other big thing I know. I would have said Madison Square Garden.
That holy smokes. Ronnie, I'm impressed with that.
Thank
that's
you.
Good.
Thank you.
All right. I think this is Phil's wheelhouse right here. What was the very first video ever played on MTV?
Oh, I saw this recently.
I would give
I can't think of it, but.
Yeah.
It was a female?
It's by a group, it looks like.
By a group?
I think if I give you the group.
What about the year?
I don't know. I don't have the year in front of me.
It was a group, the first MTV video.
Ever played. The first video ever played on MTV.
Can you give us the genre of music?
Probably rock and roll.
MTV. Yeah.
Well, they put Madonna was on MTV.
Well, later on when they got a little more softer.
Guns N' Roses.
They came later.
Oh.
G.F. Guthrie got it correct.
Oh. Well, who's that?
The Bugles. So that is that, that is that
given? Bugles?
Radio.
Radio Gaga?
No. Video killed the radio star.
City
video killed the radio star.
Okay, yeah.
That was the first. That was the first one. Hmm. Good job, G.F. Guthrie. All right. Phil 2, Ronnie 2. Got a good one going on. Larry Busby also got it right. I'm not sure what that glitch is. It's not your guy. I don't know what's. Is
what,
it?
What glitch? Do you see a glitch?
Yeah, it glitches.
Yeah, it glitches.
Just tonight. I don't know why.
I think it might be over there. I'm not sure what's going on. Aaron Ryburn's calling during the show. Okay, next question. What Andrew Lloyd Webber Broadway show features the characters Mistopheles and the old Deuteronomy? I'm sorry. I tried my best. Cats. I don't know what that means.
Yeah. It's one of the most famous Broadway shows ever.
Richard Hatch.
Never heard of her.
It's the first winner of which reality TV show?
Survivor.
Ronnie got it.
You're so happy when I lose.
No,
that's
I'm not.
The part that really pisses me off.
What's the name of the here we go, Phil. Oh, Ronnie might get it too. You should get this one, though. What is the name of Elvis Presley's
Memphis home?
Oh.
I didn't hear what he said.
Don't worry.
What is the name of Elvis Presley's Memphis home?
Graceland.
Yeah, Graceland.
You have now doubled up, Phil, 4-2. What notable astronomer penned the 1980 best-selling book, Cosmos? Cosmos.
R.L. Stein.
Hold that hard.
I knew there's no chance it was that.
Carl Sagan. G.F. Guthrie.
Well, I was getting ready to say Carl Sagan.
I was way off.
G.F. Guthrie got cats. Michael Flatley.
Oh, he's the river dancer.
Danced his way to fame in what Irish-inspired show?
He's the guy that does the high kick stuff and the tight britches.
The Tennessee guy?
Is the river dancing? It's the. I gotta get the name of the show.
That's right.
Oh, I have no idea.
Irish-inspired show.
I have no idea.
You want to take a guess?
Just river dance. I have no idea.
River dance. River dance.
Good job, Phil. I said river dance earlier.
Well, you didn't get the answer though. You were thinking. You were thinking it out.
Jeez.
All right. Oh, Phil, this is another one for you right here. What 1994 Quentin Tarantino movie stars?
Starface.
No.
Oh.
Stars John Travolta and Samuel L. Jackson as
Pulp Fiction. Pulp Fiction, yeah. Yeah.
That's Phil.
Phil. Phil got it, yeah. Pulp Fiction.
We're tied 4-4. Oh, boy. 4-4. Let us know in the comments who's going to win, Phil or Ronnie.
Oh, this is going to be hurtful.
Phil or Ronnie, who's winning? Let us know in the comments.
We're going to 5 or what?
First to 5, that's only like one more.
Yeah, that's right.
Sudden death?
You don't want that to happen on this next
question. Okay, yeah. Go 10.
We're going to go to 9 o'clock tonight.
Okay.
20 minutes. Okay?
19 minutes of trivia?
Could be.
Chris Talbot, we're not friends anymore. Oh. G.F. Guthrie, you're a good guy.
So Talbot's going with Ronnie. G.F. Guthrie's going with Phil. Brittany, you got to chime in.
When you're younger than me. 04. Yes,
grew up together.
Yeah.
Favoritism.
Yep. Okay.
Nepotism?
Whatever you want to call it. Let's go. I got a contest to win.
Okay. Oh, Phil, these next two.
Are me?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, let's go.
Yes.
Wait. Okay, I'm ready.
What actor comedian found fame on the TV show Mork and Mindy?
Oh, Robin Williams.
Can we get some more modern?
Michael J. Jackson teamed up with the notable guitar player from the 1982 song Beat It.
Michael Jackson. Was this a show?
Who's doing the guitar?
Oh, Van Halen.
Boom. Wow. How'd you know that?
I know these things.
Well, you were just complaining a couple seconds ago.
Well, I complain all the time, Phil.
I would have never guessed you would have. I don't even know how you would even know that.
He picked one he knew. He didn't know the answer.
I just don't pick out Van Halen.
I knew there was some kind of collab between Michael Jackson and Van Halen a long time ago.
Hey, let's go.
Because in that song, the guitar player was Van Halen. I do remember that.
Jess Day, Nick Miller, Winston Bishop, and Schmidt are all characters on what TV show?
Say it again.
Jess Day, Nick Miller, Winston Bishop, and Schmidt are all characters on what TV show?
2000s, 90s?
I have no idea. Never heard of this. G.F. Guthrie got it right. G.F. Guthrie? There you go.
What's it called?
New Girl.
You looked at the damn screen.
I did cheat.
I'm proud.
Yeah, I'm actually proud to say
I don't know.
Yeah, I have a clue what that is.
You ducked a point for cheating?
Yes.
I was being honest. That's your warning.
It's a warning.
I was being honest that I cheated. I normally
because we called you out on it.
I called myself out on it.
What about his computer?
Yep. You need to turn it the other way. Or a point is deducted. Okay.
What about his phone?
My phone's, I don't even have it on.
Turn it over.
Okay, the last question in entertainment.
No category.
What year did the comedy sketch TV show Saturday Night Live debut?
1976 or 7.
Which one?
I'm going to go 77.
Damn it. 76.
Okay.
78.
9. 80. 75.
No points awarded there. Okay, books and literature. I think we need to skip that.
Yeah.
What?
Jeez.
Okay, what about some history?
Yeah, we can do that.
How old was Queen Elizabeth II when she was crowned the Queen of England?
12.
Right. 22?
Mm. 27. We were looking for 27.
I knew she was in her 20s.
What was the first message sent by Morse code?
Help.
I would say the British are coming, but that was a guy on a horse. I'm going to go with that anyway, just for the fun of it.
What hath God wrought?
The hell does that mean?
Next question. What president was a licensed bartender?
Oh. Could be. Corbin, text me.
License
bar. Yeah, two things Corbin knows well.
Yeah, beer and bars. Let me see here.
Beer and presidents.
What president was a licensed bartender?
Licensed bartender.
You know, he did everything else. I'm going to say Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt.
I mean, he did everything else. He did.
I will say it's a well-known president, just like Teddy Roosevelt.
Abraham Lincoln.
That's cap. I mean, you can't give a point when you give clues. No, that's not fair. Well,
it's going to be a
cry me river.
Popular.
I'm going to cry you right in the throat.
Cry me river. Okay, Phil. The answer to this one is a very popular president. Does that help?
Well, it depends on who you're asking. Popular.
Who was the first president?
Well, Biden. He's got 81 million votes.
Last year. Here
most,
we go.
Most popular
here
president of all time.
Almost never left the basement.
Okay. Almost have to hit the disclaimer button.
Okay.
Everybody knows we hate them.
Who was the first president to visit all 50 states? All 50 states.
John F. Kennedy.
So you probably got to have an airplane, right? Phil? To tie it up.
Ronald Reagan.
You guys were, he was in the middle of you two.
Jimmy?
Richard Nixon.
Oh, Richard.
Oh, Dick.
I wouldn't say he was popular. He was impeached or had to resign.
Well, so Trump was impeached, what, twice?
Yep. So was Clinton.
And
so
Clinton.
Yeah. But he actually resigned.
Yeah. He fucked up.
Oh, I don't know if that was necessary.
What year was Kodak founded? Kodak. Was that
Kodak?
Is that the camera?
1937. 36.
You already guessed.
35.
You only get one guess.
Oh.
Kodak?
Yeah.
1972.
Nope. 1892. Oh, what inspired the creation of Google Images?
Catfishing.
You know, no. I didn't know this. I still don't know why. Phil, you're not going to get it.
No, I don't know.
Jennifer Lopez's dress at the 2000 Grammys.
The green dress.
Oh, yeah.
You knew the color?
Oh, yeah.
Google Images. That's how it all started.
Hmm.
Huh. Oh, G.F. Guthrie got that
I wonder
right.
if she gets paid money because of that.
Hmm. Put your phone down, Phil.
What year was the first Barbie doll released?
Barbie doll? 1962.
Ooh.
That's another hint for Ronnie.
1963.
We were looking for 1959. Okay. How long was the first Thanksgiving? How many days?
Seven.
No.
Three.
Oh, that's a good guess. That was a bland guess, wasn't it?
Dude, I'm a history major. I was a history major for years in college.
Yeah, like eight of them.
Okay. This is going to be a tough one. It's a popular president. I'm going to make sure I get all that.
Yeah, so Phil don't start crying again.
Which U.S. president was a law professor?
Obama.
A law professor.
Let's go with... George H.W. Bush.
We were looking for Bill Clinton.
Oh, really?
Slick Willie was a law professor.
Slick Willie was a law professor?
Has Joe claimed that yet? Claims everything else.
Graduated number one in his class.
Number
actually,
one.
Was last.
Four majors. Varsity athletes. Six sports.
I will give you this. This is a popular president.
Another one?
Yes. Who was the youngest U.S. president?
JFK.
Youngest U.S. president would be... Oh. I think it was... Okay, how long ago was it? 34.
Matt, Phil's now doing math.
I'm going to think Bill Clinton.
No, hell no.
Barack Obama.
Theodore Roosevelt.
Teddy.
Final question in history. Whatever this category
history.
Is. History. When was the first iPod released?
2005. Three. Four.
Nope.
Two?
Nope.
1997.
Nope.
2009.
2001. 2001.
Because the reason why mine was a straight guess, because the first time I ever saw one was my freshman year in college, and that was fall of 2003.
All right, I'm going to give you some questions here in geography, just a little bit of it here. What was America's first national park? America's first national park.
Yosemite?
Nope.
That's the only one I know. Rocky Mountain? I don't know.
Yellowstone.
Oh,
Yellowstone.
Should have known that.
Let's see here. Okay. Which three states share a border with California?
Oh, you got Arizona, Nevada, Oregon.
Ding. Yep, that's good.
If you're counting at home, and I know you are, Ronnie, 8, Phil, 5.
How many more questions we got?
We got 10 minutes left in the show.
Oh, okay, let's go. Still in it.
What was the first state?
Philadelphia. So that'd be Pennsylvania.
Something.
He said Philadelphia. Okay. First state.
Pretty easy, actually, if you think about it.
North Carolina.
It'd be like Virginia or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be like
yeah.
New Hampshire.
Oh, I got to share this real quick. T. Fred says, good to see you, Fred.
How do we not know that? That's actually kind of embarrassing that we don't know this.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Virginia.
Delaware. What a crappy state. Real quick.
Joe Biden.
Oh, golly.
Throw this out here real quick. Everyone on the show hears us on the High School Huddle or here on Open Mic always talks about T. Fred. There we are.
There's T. Fred.
There's the T. Fred, the man.
So that is, when you think of Bishop McGinnis, that is what you need to think. That is T. Fred. He's
the man.
He is the man at Bishop McGinnis. Yeah. He helps the basketball program, and he knows a bunch of about everything.
He really does. Yeah. Why is my left arm holding out like that? That looks weird.
Are you like flexing for somebody?
I'm not trying to, I don't think. Maybe I had a cramp.
T. Fred has the less close of all of us. A little chilly last night. Or Friday.
He didn't act. He was cold at all.
He was fine.
It was cold that night.
Are we doing sweaty pants tomorrow night?
What's tomorrow's weather?
Okay. Good thing.
Okay, here we go. Oh, back to the. I got to get this back over here. A few more questions left here. Delaware there. Okay, this is an easy one. It's going to be whoever comes in first. Whoever buzzes in says it first.
What do you mean buzzes in? We got to buzz in, though?
No, you just got to say it.
How about we hit the table?
No.
No.
What state is known as the Badger State?
Wisconsin.
Phil. Okay.
Down by two.
What state has the longest freshwater shoreline?
What state has the longest? Missouri.
No.
Freshwater?
Michigan.
Boom, Michigan.
You heard of the Great Lakes?
I have.
Okay. Steph would be highly disappointed.
That's right.
Okay. What U.S. state grows coffee beans?
California.
No.
What U.S. state grows coffee beans?
Coffee beans.
New Mexico?
Hawaii.
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 I forgot they were a state.
That's not a state.
How many pounds are in a ton?
2,000.
Boom.
You know that, Phil?
I do know that, but I'm a little disadvantaged. I can't remember my middle name someday, so it takes me a little while to process.
The largest bone in the human body?
Femur.
Boom.
I had a question.
How many, trick question here, how many planets are in the solar system?
Seven.
Nope.
Six.
Eight.
Nope.
Eight.
Eight. No points. Eight. It was nine. Pluto.
I thought it was eight with Pluto.
Got kicked out. Uranus is still there.
Uranus is still there.
I thought they brought Pluto back in recently.
No, Pluto's done.
What are they?
Is Pluto a state?
My very educated mother just saved us nine, and it would be pizzas, but okay. How many colors?
Did he say colors?
Colors.
Like
colors, like the color,
colors,
or like
colors, a, like or throwing color. Gang signs, colors, like
red,
colors,
okay. Okay. Colors.
How many of those are in a rainbow?
Eight.
No.
Six.
No, seven.
Seven. I try to be quick there.
We got like, six minutes.
Music.
Oh,
I would know this answer too.
What genre?
There's much
of them. Which actor comedian appeared in the video for Paul Simon's song, You Can Call Me Al?
You can call me what?
Al.
Oh, Dan Aykroyd.
Nope.
Ooh.
You guys don't know.
Weird Al Yankovic.
No. Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase. Oh, yes.
Why are we yelling?
That was an awesome video.
What was the movie?
It was a
music video.
Music video.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, let's see here. Okay, this is another easy one. Who can answer it first? Who wrote the Star Spangled Banner?
Oh, hell, I don't know.
Really?
I know this.
Oh, Phil.
No, I know this.
Oh, Phil.
No, stop. I know this. I know. Stop.
Brittany's working. Come on. Who is it? I don't know who it is. Was it
John Philip Sousa?
Francis Scott Key.
Oh, yeah. I knew that.
Who's that?
He wrote the Star Spangled Banner, evidently.
It's a good song.
Talbot got it. Brittany got it. G.F. Guthrie got it.
Did you know it?
Yeah, I knew that one.
Because he had it in his
front. I knew that. Nice. I knew that.
Whatever.
Okay. Went to a, Brittany
what,
and I went
Sousa
to.
Sousa do? He did one of the famous songs.
Who?
John Phillips. Never heard of her.
The Naga guy?
Brittany and I went to this governor's thing at the temple, and there, we heard the second verse of the national anthem.
Well, how's it go?
I don't know. It sounds just like the first verse, but okay. Just
different. We got four two verses?
I got some ground to cover.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we do. Okay. This is an easy one. Which country honors threw javelin while attending?
Garth Brooks.
Oklahoma State University.
I didn't even hear the question.
Well, pay attention.
When is Phil's birthday?
August 9th.
That's a point because it's his birthday? I don't know. What.
I'm just going off of what he said. Let's see here.
What the hell just happened?
He just got it.
Go ahead.
What model is Phil's new truck?
What did he say? Ford F-150.
What is going on here?
Closing the gap.
Closing the gap.
What's the count now?
Phil, 9. Yeah. Ronnie, 11.
Okay, we got to hurry up. Okay. 3 minutes.
What is Taylor Swift's lucky number?
87.
10.
13.
No.
Travis Kelce. Yeah, what movie is You Had Me at Hello?
Oh, oh, gosh, darn it. Cuba Gooding and Tom Cruise. What's the name of the damn movie?
Show me the money.
Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire. God dang it. I knew that.
What year did Jurassic Park, what year was it released?
92.
Oh, no. Close.
Oh, 91.
Oh.
A little further away.
93.
Okay.
Yeah. What is Grinch's dog's name?
Pluto.
No.
Well, then what is it, Smarty Pants?
It's not Pluto.
Well, then what is it?
Pluto's Mickey Mouse.
Then what is it?
I'm thinking.
Well, you don't. There's a time limit.
No, there's not a time limit.
There's a time limit, Chris.
What's the question?
Now he's stalling. He doesn't know.
Grinch?
Yeah, name of his dog.
He lives in Whoville, just above in the mountains.
Does he?
I don't know.
Okay, doesn't know. Next question.
Max, that's right. What's the name of my youngest dog?
Maximus.
I just need the name of my
Maximus.
My youngest dog.
I can't remember the name of your damn dog right now.
Max.
I can't.
It's not Max.
I'm drawing Dax. A complete Dax.
Yeah.
I almost adopted Dax, and I couldn't remember his name.
Mm. What's the speed limit down Division Street?
35.
What's the speed limit in Logan County on the highway?
75.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You got a handkerchief.
Where is G.F. Guthrie originally from?
Houston.
Who knows?
Allegedly.
Wow. This is bad.
How many seasons did Oprah Winfrey have her show? The Oprah Winfrey Show.
26.
Ooh, close.
25.
All right.
Mine's more impressive. My guess is more impressive. About nailed it. Big man.
Okay, let's see here.
What do we do?
I'm looking for final questions here. That's going to be easy.
Can we do one worth 100 points to decide the winner?
No.
If you were a sportsman, you'd do that.
Nope, not a sportsman.
Where was the first Olympics held?
What did he say?
Just say Rome.
No, what did you
Where
say?
Was the first Olympics held?
Just say Rome.
It wasn't Rome, though.
It wasn't. I would know this answer right off.
First Olympics, Athens.
Athens.
Mm.
In Greece?
Yes.
Yeah. 2 points for East. One piece.
Oh, okay. I'll take that.
Which NBA team plays its home game at Madison Square Garden?
New York Knicks. Good. Hey, seriously, this is an honest question. If in the comments, did anybody know? Because I just found out today. I just found out during an alert about 30 minutes ago.
By the way, Ronnie, congratulations. You won the game.
Thank you. What's the score?
No.
5, 10, 15, 18 to 11.
18 to 11.
My wife was yelling at me 15 minutes ago. Lincoln! bad.
Yeah.
Did anybody know that the WNBA finals was going on? Did anybody know that? Did you know that?
I didn't know the WNBA was still a thing.
Did you know the WNBA really finals didn't. Was going on?
Not a clue.
Wow.
No clue the WNBA finals even had a season going on right now. Let alone the finals are going on right now.
Wow.
Ain't that something? Equal pay.
What is Starbucks logo?
I don't know.
A star.
A siren. Oh. Where is the largest Starbucks at?
Seattle.
No.
Congratulations on to Talbot for getting the correct pick. G. Guthrie, you're a loser.
Oh, yeah. How many folds are in a chef's hat?
Six.
Four.
100.
Or what?
What?
How many folds are in a chef's hat?
Who's folding those?
I was going to say.
When was eBay found it?
1997.
94.
95.
Okay.
Pretty good. And let's see here. Eight-sided shape is called what?
What did he say?
What?
Eight-sided shape is called what?
Octagon.
That's correct. How many points does the Star of David have?
One.
Six.
One.
Who is Barbie's little sister?
Which Barbie are we talking about?
Barbie.
Aubrey.
Skipper.
Oh, boy, Skipper. Old Skipper.
Which month of the year? Last August. Question. Which month of the year is National Ice Cream Month?
July.
August.
July.
Wow. You know what? Good job, Ronnie.
Thank you.
That's a little bit.
Congratulations. GF Guthrie got Skipper right.
Yeah.
GF Guthrie also says, Phil, you let us down.
I did. I did. I let you down.
All right. Hey, we appreciate Blake stopping by.
We talked about that one time. We
appreciate Blake stopping by tonight.
Blake, no, thank that you, Blake. Was great. Yeah. And we do encourage everybody to get out and support him at John Vance this weekend from noon to 5, right?
Noon to 5.
Noon to 5, doing a great thing.
Pulling John Vance will be there. It helps with the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Make-A-Wish,
great thing for great kids.
Absolutely. So appreciate all the great comments tonight. Appreciate the super chats and all the great comments.
Who won?
You did.
Score?
I'll have this notarized in
the
morning.
Doesn't even hurt anymore, Ronnie.
I feel like I win every competition, though.
Yeah, I think you're. I don't think you've ever lost trivia.
I don't think I have either. Stop, Phil.
18 to 11. I think Phil probably needs to find questions.
I knew the so answers to a lot of these, but I can't get them out quick. That's the problem. No, it is. You know that's true.
Van Halen. Come up with the sports trivia for next week.
If we have to do it quickly, I'm not going to be good at it.
Well, no, you come up with questions, and Ronnie and I will.
Okay, I'll do that. We'll have the answers. That would be good. I'll do that.
Dude. Find out who won the NBA Finals.
NBA Finals?
WNBA Finals.
I don't care.
Well, that'd be a good question for next week.
Was it the Phoenix Lynx?
I have no clues.
Is that a
it.
Team?
I think it's Phoenix, and I think there's a Lynx. I don't know if they're together, though.
What's Los Angeles mess? What's is it the?
Liberty Aces. Liberty versus the Aces.
So Liberty, would that be in Philadelphia?
New York?
New York?
No, oh, Philadelphia?
I'm guessing. All right.
Jeff, you had a great time. Thanks for a fun show, guys. Yep, appreciate it. Talk to you guys the next time on the open mic.
Thanks for tuning in to the Open Mic Podcast. Join us each week from inside the Sega Banana Media Studios located in beautiful downtown Guthrie. Catch our shows on Facebook and YouTube and also on Apple, Google, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Until next time, so long from Guthrie, America.